Darren Cobb. He's a mid-Michigan resident, a state employee who's married to a public school teacher, and he has an adopted son. Saturday is National Adoption Day, and I thought it'd be interesting to talk with someone who would understand the significance of National Adoption Day. Good morning, Darren. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Were you aware that tomorrow's National Adoption Day?
Well, only because I spoke with you about it.
just thinking about that, what are your first thoughts? What does that mean to you?
Well, it's obviously a really big deal to my wife and I because we were going through a very tough time in our life. We had been trying to have kids for 5 years and hadn't been working out, obviously. So adoption is a huge thing for us. It was a life changer. You know, I think the most important thing in life you can do is to be a parent and to try and raise mature and good adults that make great choices. So adoption provided us that opportunity.
You know what's interesting, Darren? I know some other folks who had a hard time, who had a challenge with having kids, and boy, once they've got three now, and I know that you have two more, it's interesting the way things work their way out, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it is. And you know, our story, the more we talk to people, it's not so original. You know, 13 months after we adopted Sean, we had a daughter, and then 18 months after that we had a son. So It's kind of crazy how those things work out, but we truly felt that our adoption was a God thing that that only worked out because he was involved. So
all right, well let's talk about the story. What made you think, okay, we're going to adopt a son? Take us through that process.
Well, like I said, we had been trying to have kids for 5 years, and it wasn't working out for us, and we had gone through a few medical procedures, and most medical procedures aren't cheap. They cost thousands and thousands of dollars. And we had prayed about it, obviously, for a long period of time. And over that time, it became clear to us that we could spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars and never have a kid at the end of the day. So we decided to pursue adoption at that time. We went through an organization called Christian Cradle. They did lots of background checks on us, and we filled out like an application talking about our interests, the things we like to do in our spare time, our jobs, our family history, that kind of stuff. And then they put your files together, and then birth mothers would go through the files and review them, and then they would make a decision on who they felt they wanted to adopt their child. So Our situation, like I said, it wasn't that different, but our situation through adoption ended up being kind of different because we had just completed the paperwork when we were chosen. So the agency had told us that usually it's on average at least a year before you're chosen by a birth mother. So we had a quick turnaround compared to a lot of people.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I'm not sure why that is. I think, if I had to guess, I would guess that we know that the birth mom was involved in athletics a lot, and both Gail and I are, we did sports, and we really enjoy sports and are involved in them to this day. So I think that played into it, and I think, it never hurts to have an educator for a wife, so I think that would give our birth mom some assurance that education would be a priority, too, so.
So what was it like the first day you saw Sean, the first day you brought him home?
Oh, man. I mean, you can't really duplicate that kind of joy, you know? We went from thinking we would never have children to, man, holding the baby boy in your arms. I don't think it gets any better than that.
And I know that there are interesting ways that you, I don't know if celebrate is the right adjective, but Sean knows who he is and where he comes from, and you were telling me about this chair that he has. Tell us that story.
Oh, it's kind of cool. I mean, in Michigan, you have to be a foster parent first before they will allow you to adopt. So he was our foster son for, I think, it was about 9 months. I'm sure I'm going to get the dates wrong, but so the actual formal court adoption did not take place until it was either August or September of the year after we had gotten him. And I have a very thoughtful sister-in-law who painted a chair for us with his adoption date on it, and we have this chair still to this day in our basement, which, you know, signifies the day that Sean officially, as far as the court goes, became our son. So, you know, it was an awesome thing, and it's a really cool memento that we have. So,
When you talk about Sean, when you talk to Sean, does the adoption word come up? Does that subject come up anymore? Because, you know, I've had some interaction with him, to be quite candid, you know, knowing Sean and having coached him before, and maybe it's my upbringing, I'm not sure, but I never think about that word. I don't see him that way. I just see him as a Cobb. But do questions ever arise about that or concerns?
Well, you know, certainly once in a while he has some questions. We've always been very open with him about adoption. We've told him from day one that he was adopted. We've made it kind of a part of our everyday language, you know, so it's not something he's not familiar with. So certainly there's times when we talk about adoption and things of that nature, and he's a pretty introverted child, so you could tell he does a lot of inner processing about things. We're in a situation where occasionally we do run into his birth mom and birth father, and questions do come up during those times. A lot of those questions I can't answer. So, yeah, certainly we talk about it.
All right, so for folks who have been considering this, what would you say to them?
Well, I mean, I definitely endorse it. You know, Sean is an awesome kid. I have no moments of regret with Sean. He and the adoption process was very positive for us. I also have several friends who've done international adoptions, and they've also had very positive experiences. And quite honestly, I think you can make a real difference in a kid's life, and certainly that child's going to make a difference in your life.
And, you know, it's got to make you feel good that you're providing a home for a child.
Yeah. Yeah, sure it does. But, you know, it's more than that. You know, it's the whole father-son love bond, you know, the mother-son love, you know. It's just being able to show love to a child I'm showing love back to you. It's something you can't really put into words.
All right. Well, it's National Adoption Day tomorrow. Blessings and congratulations to you. You got a great kid, and you did a wonderful thing, and we'll see you soon. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Tony.